WPMD.org, Cerritos College, Norwalk, California. You are listening to Talon Marks Campus News Hour. Today at WPMD, we are celebrating open house, and we pretty much have opened the house to everybody. We did have a field trip come on in from one of the local high schools, actually, and it was from Whittier. I do not remember the name, so that's a point taken off for me, man. Okay, we have guests in the house, okay? We have pretty much the talent here at WPMD. I would love for all of you guys to introduce yourselves.
My name is Autumn, and I am the host of The Rabbit Hole. It's a show on Thursdays here at WPMD. So you want to know?
Right on.
Okay.
Yeah, this is German Sanchez. I'm the one of the hosts for Nerd Talk Radio here on WPMD.
Hey, it's your boy DJ Demo. And I got my show here every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Give you nothing but back in the day and today's hits.
Right on. And I have my very special co-host in today. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Yvonne Berskega, and I used to do Beast Mix every Tuesday for about 3 years, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So that's a lot of years already come together now. Where are you now, though?
I'm working for CBS Radio up in L.A., K-Earth 101 and The Wave 94.7.
Right on. Like I was saying off the air, they must really love you over there, you know, because you must bring a big breath of fresh air every time you walk in, right?
I mean,
because it's the Wave, you guys. All right. Tell me what you guys have been doing. All right. The Rabbit Hole. What is that about, you guys? What is that about?
The Rabbit Hole is we basically just bring you guys all new local artists, everyone, up-and-coming artists that aren't necessarily heard on really any other radio station. We announce a bunch of shows that are going on locally every weekend and kind of political issues that are important we talk about.
All right.
Got some bands in live. We try to get bands in, have them play little acoustic sets, and we interview them. But it's all local talent stuff that is coming out of the colleges and just playing at the little bars in the corners, you know.
Now, your show is acknowledged by a lot of the local clubs in Long Beach, right?
Yeah. We actually, most of the bands that play at D Piazza's, normally we talk about all their shows. Alex's, we talk about their stuff. Gaslamp, you name it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Because we get to tell everyone, you know, the shows that are coming up as well as support. So we support the bands. We get to give people stuff to do on the weekends instead of sitting at home watching TV and eating a TV dinner.
Oh, my God. Well, sometimes those will save your life when it comes to being a bachelor and stuff like that. You know, really. It's not like the chilaquiles and Angie, right? Oh, right. Our guy Mondo is here. We just had a Mondo sighting,
yay.
Okay? Right on, man. It's amazing.
He's here.
Right on, man. I mean, he folded space from wherever he was. Mr. Mondo's in the house right now, Mr. Casey.
Woo-hoo.
Right on, man. We're gonna need to make some room. All right, DJ Demo, tell me what is your trip, man? What's your show's about?
All right, well, my show, I mean, me being a DJ and being in the game for 15 years doing clubs, I try to bring a lot of back-in-the-day music from back in the early 90s, 2000, people, you know, songs that people miss out there, you know, stations. But not only that, play new music, up-and-coming artists. But it doesn't have to be hip-hop, house music. People request cumbias, where it is, I'll play it for them. That's the whole point of it, you know, just enjoy the hour of good music.
Wow, you play cumbias, yep. Even like the old-school cumbias?
You want some Tucanas, Tijuana, I got it.
Oh, my God, that's
high. That's high, bro. There you go. You want to cry?
Carmen Rivera, right?
There you go.
Oh, my God, man. El Pollo Colorado, right?
Whatever.
Something
you
like that. Oh, I love that song, man.
El General.
Yeah. Yep.
That used to be.
Yeah.
What's
and,
up?
And who sings that one, Ivan?
I'll be like, pa' bajo.
Oh, my God.
That's his name, El General.
Yep.
El General?
Boom, boom. You haven't heard that
no,
song?
No, man. You know, I'm going to need to, like, re-up my yep. iTunes, man. You know, really.
Nah, for real. But I play anything and everything.
Now you've guessed it at some at a local FM station right here in L.A., right?
Yeah, a few. I mean, just trying to do my thing. But
yeah, what station was it, man?
I've actually been at K-Day.
Oh, awesome, man.
And done some stuff with Kiss FM.
Oh, right on, man.
But, you know, I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm very diverse and know a lot of people, so.
So we're all going places here is what we're trying to put across, man.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, we are.
Now, I feel like royalty here somehow. I mean, I feel like somebody's here that is of status or something.
And besides Mondo out there eating all the cookies and stuff like that, you know. But I think we have Mr. Cerritos here, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Cerritos 2011 and runner up for 2012.
Oh, so he's the jilted Mr. Cerritos. Yeah.
Hey, I almost got it a second time, so I'm good.
Right on. So how and tell us about Nerd Talk, man.
Yeah, Nerd Talk is a simple little show where we just talk about the nerdiest things you could think of. You know, something in the subject of the Big Bang Theory, you know, The Flash, comic books, movies, even music if you wanted to, books. A lot of good stuff that we have to just tackle down and just talk about. So it's pretty good.
So you guys stay true to the title. It's a bunch of nerd talk, right?
Yeah, just a bunch. Think of it if just imagine a bunch of geeks who would sit around in the basement and play Dungeons and Dragons. Just you can't see us do that on radio, but it's basically the same idea.
Now I'm going to ask you a question that you should know the answer to. You know, but do you know the difference between a nerd and a geek?
There's quite a debate on that actually. For instance, geeks they tend to be the more of the comic books people who or movie geeks. Nerds, on the other hand, are more of the academic types. Which I you know to me it's like it doesn't matter. It's a word. I'm academic as well as nerdy. So what am I, a hybrid? You know?
Yeah, that's
hype.
You're a neek.
You're a Prius.
Yeah, right on. Prius. Now, this is how a comedian that I once heard say, you know, give the definition of the difference between a nerd and a geek. He said, a nerd will stand in line for hours to watch his favorite sci-fi movie. A geek will stand in line right next to him for the same amount of hours dressed like his favorite character inside that sci-fi movie.
By those definitions, I'm more of a nerd.
Oh, my God. Right on, man. All right, you guys. Now tell me what's going on. Do you have anything planned for, this goes out to all of you, for any of your shows that we would want to know about? Now, do you guys go do things extracurricular from school? I know you do, Autumn. I know you do. You do a lot of stuff outside.
Every weekend.
What do you got going on?
I actually haven't even looked at shows for this weekend, but if you tune in on Thursday at noon, I'll let you know, because I haven't even looked them up yet. But I'm sure there's tons of stuff going on. Last weekend, there was this big drum circle down on Ocean in Long Beach on the grass, and they had a for Earth Day.
Right. Over there by Cherry Park, right?
Yeah, it was pretty rad. Yoga and stuff like that, so that was cool. And then the Ataris played at D Piazza's last weekend, which was totally sick.
Oh, wow. Did you hear that Iggy Pop was at Fingerprints like a month ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend got to be his masseuse for the day.
That's right. I drove by when everyone was in line for that.
It was impossible to get in.
Down the freaking street, dude. But like, Fingerprints is tight. They have really, really good bands that come there all the time. I'm there at least every 3 weeks seeing a new band.
Yep, got a lot of friends that work at that place.
They got good bands that come in there. Like Boris Smile, I saw them there. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of other people.
Now, Open Bookstore, it was downtown and it moved on to 4th Street. They had Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins in there 2 years ago.
And my dad saw that.
You couldn't be the guy's brother and still get in. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was an impossible ticket, you know?
They let 20 people in, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was so small. It was crazy. Yeah.
Now, I want you guys to all tell me about your first time on the air that you can remember.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, were you guys nervous? I mean, because this is for the people that are out there that are wondering, you know, if they can get over their nervousness and take that step, you know?
Yeah, you definitely get over it. I mean, but the first day, I mean, I was so shaky. I mean, even the people that I know that were tuned in, they're like, you sound very nervous. They never heard me like that. I mean, my voice is very shaky, but you get over it, though. I mean, it's just part of the whole process.
Right on. And what about you, German?
Yeah, it's just kind of funny because Mondo's over here, and I was in the same class when he came. You know, this is funny. I was nervous. I was doing a little radio show, a little ska show, actually. And it was really cool because I still have the same problem. I can't do a show by myself unless there's other people. That's why I have Nerd Talk, because it's a group effort. And, you know, I like to bounce off of people. But, you know, one of the first things I remember. Oh, jeez.
All right, you guys make haste.
Hey.
All right. We are.
We're getting kicked out right now.
Oh, so we're here.
Mondo.
We just got kicked out.
Hey, recognize that voice.
All right, you guys. I'm going to go right back in the control room.
Sure.
Anyways.
So, yeah, Mondo's here. He was in my. I was in his class. That's for sure.
Wait, I can't hear myself yet.
Yield your cans.
Check,
to Mondo.
Check. There you go. I think I can hear myself better. So, what's up?
Hello.
Hi.
How does it feel to be back?
It feels good. You know, I've
so I, many here.
It feels like I was just here yesterday. It really, really does feel like that. And I mean, Bright just saw me and he's like, I would have never known that you were Mondo. I thought you were like just another dude. Yeah, I mean, it seems like just yesterday. I mean, no one's changed and it feels good to be home.
Well, I was looking for an afro, so somebody's changed, you know? I mean, really. I mean, I mean, change has happened, you know?
No, for sure, for sure. I mean, a few things happened, you know? I saw that Professor Bright has a picture of me in the hallway here, and it looks totally, I mean, in my eyes, I look nothing like that anymore, you know? But it's good. It's good to feel all the love that everyone has here for me.
Now, you've been, I mean, the story goes that you would be here for hours and then he'd have to kick you out because you were doing all production, right?
It's true. I would bug KC, I would bug Dennis, I would bug everyone. And I was here, I had a class like at 8 o'clock in the morning and I would leave till like 10 o'clock. Initially, he would kick me out. And then at the end, he was just like, you know what, Mondo? Just close.
Just lock it up.
Just lock it up.
See, it's good when you're trusted with the keys of the car, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
That's good, man.
So tell us, thank you for coming in, man. I mean, we're so delighted. I mean, you know, you're still with us, but your ghost still haunts the hallways here at WPMD, man. I mean,
I'm still locking up.
Absolutely, man. You know, the resonance of excellence is still here, man. You know what I mean? So tell me what you guys, tell me what you've been up to. Let us all know where you can go from WPMD.
Well, you know, I started a WPMD where people make a difference.
Right on.
I started here around 2003, 2004. And I started at the radio station in 2005 at Power 106. So it was crazy because, you know, as corny as this may sound, like hard work really does pay off. And just, you know, just being dedicated to something that you really love. Will really get you somewhere, you know. So to make a super long story short, I started here at WPMD and you know loved it. I was actually gonna do something totally different than go into radio and communications and entertainment and all that. So I did this in 2003, 2004 and interned. Didn't get the internship actually. And then went to try out for promotions, and that's where when they got me and I got in. And 6 months into my being like just a street teamer, just trying to stand out, they gave me a shot and said, "Are you interested in being on air?" I mean, what do you say to that?
I swear, man, it's like winning lotto, man.
What do you say to that? You know, it's I was totally like, yeah, you know, but in my head, I was like, hell yeah. that happened. I've been on air for about 5 years now. I'm like 20. I'm 26 now, and I've been on the air for six. I started when I was not 20 years old.
Wow.
So yeah, I've been on the air for 6 years now. I'm Power 106, and I actually just became a host for MTV.
Congratulations!
I started that. I started that like in December.
That is awesome, man.
So I'm working with MTV and. New York and Miami and here in Santa Monica.
I was going to say, where have they been sending you? Because they send you everywhere when you're working.
Yeah,
with
yeah, TV, yeah. Absolutely. So it's. I mean, that's really exciting.
Come on, Cabo, right? Yeah. Yeah, totally, man.
Spring break.
I was Brazil.
So yeah, man. I just been doing that. So you know, growing up, I was a big Power 106 fan. Growing up, I was a big MTV fan. I would watch it like every day. You know, when I got home. So to be part of that is really a dream come true. And you know what I tell people not a lot, but when I talk to people that want to go into radio and TV and all that, some want to pay thousands of dollars at these
academies,
radio
some,
academies
yeah,
and stuff. And honestly, like I really want to tell people that is not the way to go. That's definitely not the way to go because these people are just taking your money. They're not even schools.
They're not. I mean, I've been to these places, man. They use like home decks, home CD players and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, know? They're not schools. And nothing.
It's a ripoff.
Nothing is better than the help that you have here and the open canvas that you get here. You can do whatever you really want. You know, I mean, we had when I was here. I mean, I'm sure they still have. They have the rock shows and the hip hop shows and the talk shows. So this is definitely one of the best places that I would recommend. I mean, here or any other, you know, college. Like, but of course, WPMD.
And I mean, Where else can you log into WPMD.org and have your friends listen to you?
Of course.
Really?
You know, the funny thing is when I don't know how much time do we have.
Oh, we have time. Don't you worry.
But
you can call me Big Ben, and I'm allowing all the time we got, okay?
What I was saying, I totally lost my train of thought right now.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you is, you mentioned that you did not get the internship, and a lot of kids would get discouraged with that. You know, it's important that not to get, because you pursued something else that wound up paying off even bigger, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think one of the things is you know, and as corny as it may sound, but not to give up as the first two, three. I mean, there's going to be a lot of doors that are going to definitely close on you, but you just can't stop, you know?
Well, that's exactly true, because I mean, that was one of the most important messages that I'm hearing from you right now, actually. You know, don't give up, because I'm sure when you didn't get the internship, it was kind of a heartache. You know,
oh, for
I
mean? Sure. Oh, yeah.
And that would, like, discourage people. And what we want to do, galvanize into people's spirits here at WPMD is never give up. Always get back up and never give up, you know? And then that's exactly what you did, and it's a great example, because getting into the promos, that's when you got your real foot in the door, basically.
Yeah. Right? I mean, yeah, and actually, Professor Bright was really good at teaching us that the toughest part is just really, and the key part is getting your foot in the door anywhere, doing anything.
Right.
Because as soon as, you know, you just walk around, you shake hands, and you just make yourself noticeable, and, you know, you start, you know, just getting to know people. And you know, that's pretty much the key to anything, really. In this world, you know,
absolutely.
Relationships,
especially
so
communication.
So you know, just shaking hands with people, and I mean, that's what I do now. You know, I work with big brands, and you know, and I got there by just shaking someone's hand that worked at Nike, that worked at, you know, somewhere.
Right.
And it's just, yeah, just shaking hands, just getting to know people.
Mondo, we are honored that you stopped by here today. I know you're really pressed for time.
I'm here, man.
Right on. Please plug what you're doing. Let us know what's going on with you right now.
Well, you know, before I do that, before I go into my like
the publicist
mode, No, I want to say that you know, today I think we live in a really great time when it comes to media and entertainment, because. I mean, I'm telling you, in these meetings that we have at work at MTV and at Power 106, we're kind of battling. We used to, our biggest competitor was like a, for me, it was Power 106. It was like a Kiss FM, or for MTV, it was like a, you know, like a Fox or whatever it is. Now it's actually, it's like you guys. It's people. It's regular people that you know, are doing something. So we're battling. There's kids making videos in their apartments, in their rooms right now, like getting millions and millions of views. So we're competing against them, you know. So I think, you know, the best thing that I can say to anyone that really wants to get into the business is build your brand, and build your brand online. It's a beautiful, beautiful time where, you know, you could build a website and appearance, and the way people see you is everything. Like your image is everything. So if you build this website that looks, you know, real deal, and it looks official, and you build your Twitter followers and your Facebook and you know everything, you have to build your brand. And trust, like, that's where people, like, if I'm about to hire a German, that's the first place I'm going to go. I'm going to go to his website. I'm going to go to his Twitter. I'm going to go to his Facebook to see his work and to see if he's not a, you know, crazy drunkie. which I'm sure he's not, I hope.
he hides it well if he is.
But no, I think that's... That's really important. And also, I mean, you know, we all have fun and we all, you know, do crazy things. One of the things that you know, as students, is as professionals, future professionals, is to be smart and not post, you know, pictures of you next to the keg, or you like taking, you know, drinking two Coronas at the same time. And that's something that you know, you need to think very professional and carry yourself like that, and
absolutely,
you know, all the time, you know, and but most importantly, just build your brand, build your that image of yourself and how you want to be portrayed to the world, to the next person that's going to hire you. Because now when someone hires me, that's am I talking too much right now?
No, yeah. You're not. No, we're soaking this up like a dry sponge. Trust me.
When someone's about to hire you, that's the first place they're going to go. I mean, to be honest with you, resumes aren't even that as important as they used to be.
This is your new resume, basically.
Real, even reels, which is,
your demo tape.
A demo tape. Yeah. For radio and for TV. Those aren't even as important either, because to be honest with you, the people that are hiring are going to... They're doing their own research before they even reach out to you. Sometimes before you even reach out to them, you know, that's really, really important to just build your brand. If I could say that, just soak it all in and definitely do that.
Well, you gave us one heavy duty compliment by saying that, you know, people, when we're creative here at our humble WPMD, we're actually competing with the best out there, because Mondo is definitely, and I say this with no brown nose, man, one of the best out there, man.
Okay? Oh, man. Absolutely, man. Checks in the mail, man.
You got it, my brother. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for coming down and giving us your time. We know you're a really busy guy with all the amazing entities that you're working with. And, you know, please... drop by anytime unannounced. We love that best, man.
No, you know, I'm to be honest with you, I'm a little bummed. I thought class was going to go on till I got here like at 10:30 or something.
Right.
I thought class was still going to go on. I was going to talk to some people for at least like a couple more minutes.
Right.
But I'm definitely going to come back. This place definitely holds a place in my heart. And to be honest with you, you know, the Power Windows 6 and the MTV and everything else I've done in between, like, would not have existed if it wasn't for this place. And so this place really ignited something in me to really push and really ignited, you know, that fire. You like that analogy?
Exactly. Well, yeah, you need a Flintstone to get the whole thing going. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what's going on here. I just want to say that you're really encouraging, man. You know, I mean, we really need our professionals to come back and visit us to let us know that there's a goal out there.
No, and it's very reachable, and it's a lot of hard work, and it's how much you really want it, and I mean, I can come out here and you know, with my, you know, trying to look all cool and stuff, and you know, with with my two phones, and oh, look at this guy.
Oh, my God, man.
Okay. But
I thought it was a deck of cards. It's his phones right there. Yeah.
But you know, it's not about that, man. It's I've had like tough times where, you know, I had to sleep in my car, and I had to, you know, I didn't have enough money to go from the radio station out there to back home when I used to live in Southgate. And you know, it was tough. Like, I mean, it's not all, you know, glitz and glam and you know, get to interview with the biggest artists or whatever. It's tough, and you need to be ready for all of that.
Well, right on.
Thick skin and never give up, right?
For sure. No, for sure.
Don't stop
believing.
I totally interrupted your show. What were you guys talking about right before I walked in?
No, this is the alumni. We're WPMD. I was interviewing our own broadcaster, so this is perfect that you're here right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You don't worry. This is not anything to do with the ASCC or anything like that. Right on. Well, I want to thank you very much for being here, man.
No, thank you. Yeah,
it was intoxicating hearing you, man. It was awesome.
You know, did he say intoxicating?
Yeah. Yep. That means I feel a little drunk right now, man.
I
had a cookie from the bake sale. I don't know what was in it, so I mean, yeah. You know,
I got you tipsy. It's that's good, I guess.
I guess that's awesome, man.
No, you know, for everyone listening, you can hit me up at twitter.com. Everything's Mondo Fresco, so twitter.com/MondoFresco, facebook.com/MondoFresco, MondoFresco.com. But the best place to reach me is probably my Facebook.
Right.
And because I'm always on there and I'm always responding, and when someone drops the WPMD name, I'm especially like I show extra love, because
you guys and everyone
that comes out of here, man, and any future students, you know, that haven't even thought of even joining, but they're going to be fam too, you know?
Right on, man. Thank you so much for being here. Like I said, drop in anytime. You know, I have a show on Saturday, man. We could rock out then too, okay?
Let's do it, man. Right on, man. Thank you guys for having me.
No problem. Okay, this is WPMD.org with all of our special guests today. We want to go ahead and thank you and bring you the conclusion of our show. This has been the 11th installment of the Talon Mars Campus News Hour for the spring semester of 2012. Here on WPMD.org on the net, we would like to thank you and thank you for listening. We'd like to remind you to pick up the latest printed edition of Talon Mars at news racks located throughout the campus. We would also like to invite you to log on to talonmars.com for the latest in breaking news here at Cerritos College. On behalf of the Talon Mars News staff, I'm Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavidez. Have a great day, Falcons.